Hello and welcome to Artists Soar. This is a podcast for artists by three artists. We discuss all aspects of being artists, the good, the bad, and the ugly. The goal of each podcast is to provide solutions so artists can focus on their creativity and soar above. I'm Rachel Harshenko.
Jules McCullough.
Stephanie Weaver.
Always deliver more than expected. Larry Page, co-founder of Google. So in today's episode, we're going to be talking about the rising cost of print on demand and the rising cost of shipping. Okay, so what are you guys doing about the rising cost of everything? But especially for artists, it's your print on demand and shipping. Are you guys compensating?
I am putting it on the client, on the customer, because it's the cost of doing business. And so you just roll it over into the cost of the product. Same thing that we're dealing with when we go to the grocery store. I know at Aldi's, mm-hmm. the milk is now $3 and something cents. They're mm-hmm. not asking me to, you know, do you want us to pay shipping or you pay shipping?
It's
just part of the product. And that's what I'm doing too, is I'm increasing the prices based on what I'm having to pay.
I think everyone is doing that.
I mean, it's
and
sucks,
we're even seeing it on the big scale. Because Julie, you've got an article that you had read about Etsy.
Oh, the Etsy strike. How the Etsy is increasing the fees. Well, they were even doing that before. They made that decision like at the beginning of the year, and it became effective April. I forget what date. April something. That they're increasing the rates from 5% to 6.5%. And
that's a big jump.
I think it was April 11th.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They haven't increased their rates since what, like 2018? And they came out in what, 2005?
Right.
And even in 2018, everybody went up in arms. But, you know, prices are increasing. It's called inflation. And that's why everybody's having to pay.
Right.
So at this point, do you think everybody's kind of like, okay, yeah, I'm going to have to pay more in shipping? Or do they say, oh, I don't want to pay $52, so I'll just wait or whatever?
But I don't know.
I think it depends. You know, one of our friends made a good point that what we're selling is luxury item, and is this really affecting those that could afford a luxury item previous to the increases versus today? Does it affect them as much? And you know, I don't think that they're necessarily affected quite yet, especially, you know, those that are looking for luxury items are going to be those in the real estate market who, you know, obviously we all know real estate is up and they're making good money on that. They've probably invested in stocks and bonds and are, you know, not too affected as of currently today. They're investors. They already make probably a dual income. Their children are out of the house or are older, possibly. So I think for who the ideal client is, who's going to buy an original oil painting or, you know, a unique comforter or shower curtain, is not necessarily that affected. Yeah. But, you know, let's just take a comforter, for example. You go to Bed Bath & Beyond, do you think the comforter is the same price it was 3-6 months ago?
No,
it's increased. So why shouldn't we be able to increase our costs? Because we're already being underpaid. Mm-hmm. You know, we've got to distribute the cost somewhere. We can't absorb it. We're not a big corporation.
I think
I had a
go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I was just going to say, you know, I had a conversation with another artist yesterday who I think personally does her original portraits and pet portraits as well as people for way too cheap when she puts them on sale. And I'm telling her, no, mm-hmm. you need to increase that. I know you haven't wanted to in the past because your sales go down, but today's your opportunity to do that. You need to up your price from $99 to $149 at least, you know? You're looking for ways to make more money. You can't tell me that you're making any money on a $99 portrait when I know they take you 2 to 3 hours to do. So
if that, yeah, if exactly. That,
so anyways, I don't think there's anything wrong with us passing the buck of the increased prices. Now, let's say you're not even shipping, or let's say you're not doing products like through print on demand and you're doing originals and stuff. Mm-hmm. Have your canvases gone up in price? Has the shipping for your canvases to come to you go up in price? Mm-hmm. Art supplies have gone up in price. The shipping to get those art supplies has come up if you in a small town like us and you've got to order some of them.
Well, and we're recording in April 2022 right now. And I mean, even Amazon has come out saying that they're going to be adding shipping or trying to minimize minimize the amount of shipping you get. So if you get three things, hey, let's just ship all three things in 2 days instead of one day and one the next, because the fuel and everything is really coming down on them, and that's Amazon.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I mean, as artists, I think we need to be smart business entrepreneurs and not absorb these costs.
Right. And this, what was it, two, 3 weeks ago, I was getting ready for a little art show, and I was having little cards made with pre-drawn animals on them for color, kids to color.
And oh, yeah, they're super cute, by the way.
Thank you. Well, and I shopped around to kind of see who had the best price on not only the cards, but who also had the best price for shipping. And some of the print-on-demand vendors are very sneaky in how they show that information. So, and the one that I ended up picking totally screwed me over. Because
oh, no.
I was so pissed, and I will never go back to use them for this service. So I'll go to a local print shop.
Should name them. Hello.
No,
you should name them.
This is the only time they've screwed me over, but I will put it inside the Positive Painters community on what it was and the price.
You've been nice, though. Yeah.
I am being nice because they've been very good to me in the past. And it was just this instance, but I had about 500 cards made, and because they had different images on three of the cards, they charged me shipping for each one of those because they had different images, although they shipped in the exact same box. They charged me $98 in Whoa. Shipping.
Oh my
for
God.
What came with one shipping label that I know cost $9.30. And they refused. They were like, oh, well, it counts as different shipments. It came in one box, one shipping label. They made $89 off of me, and I was so pissed.
Oh, my God.
That's a lot of money.
It is.
And that is a lot.
And so I ended up donating like half of those cards to the North Alabama Zoological Society so they could give it to the kids' camps that they're going to be doing for that. So I'm not making any money on that. And granted, that's on me. That's on me. That was my decision. But the fact that they profited off of shipping, I think that might lead to something that some of these vendors need to be accountable for. You don't profit from shipping.
Right. You should not profit from shipping. I agree with that. Yeah. Shipping is what shipping is. Mm-hmm. Period.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I can't
be mad
just because of them. I mean, they still have somebody that has to like print it. Like on these bigger items. Now, I'm not saying that they overcharge you because they did, but you have someone that has to print it, then someone has to go and box it and, you know, it's not like they're making money. They shouldn't make money, but they are going to have to pay someone to do that as part of their job.
That should be the cost of the sale of the good.
Yeah, that's part of the shipping and handling. And when they actually say on their website, the shipping and handling is $6.99, and then, you know, and I order one shipment, but it had multiple items of the same product in it that came in one shipment. And now it would have been totally different. Charge, it would have been totally different if I got five different boxes on five different days, which I didn't get, you know.
But even still, you said it was $6.99. So how did they, $6.99 times three is not $98.
Yeah. I know. I don't know. I emailed them on it, and by like the third email back and forth, I was just like, you know, screw it. Lesson learned. I won't do it with them again. I'll go to a local print shop and just pick them up.
Yeah, we actually have some good local print shops.
We do
too,
we do.
Which would probably would be like, yay, come do local.
Yeah, Allied Printing here in Huntsville is awesome.
I agree. Yeah. They do a great job.
Mm-hmm. So, are other artists, are they finding the same thing? Like, I don't know. Are they having to rely on a local framer, local everything now? Is it easier, harder?
Well, you know, it's interesting to bring that up. So I bought a uniquely made canvas bag in Aruba when we were there about a month ago from a local Aruban artist. And we were talking, I was asking him, so he does this artwork in photography, and then he of old tiles, and then he makes bags out of the old tiles that he finds around Aruba, because some of them are from like the, you know, 1800s, 1900s, early. And he used to purchase the canvas with his designs on it out of a company in Canada. And in the last year, the shipping has become too great. He was having problems getting it imported due to COVID, all sorts of things. And he ended up finding a local Aruban, and if anyone knows Aruba, it's a very small island, but he did find somebody local to print his canvas. And now they have more of a collaboration, and he's getting a better deal on the actual canvas.
Oh, that's really cool.
And he's not paying shipping now, which was a lot of his cost, which is why the canvas is less expensive now. So I think there are some benefits of finding somebody local.
Mm-hmm. That's a good idea.
I was going to say, that was really smart. And that was a good way to kind of get around the rising cost of everything.
I thought that was really smart. And
so you got to resource, you got to do your resourcing. Like,
yes.
Yeah. Research on new resources.
Correct. Right.
Yeah.
I think that's a good idea. Is a good check. Because, I mean, I know the company you're talking about, Stephanie, and that's what I found when I was pricing out prints from them or any paper products, note cards, anything, was the astronomical shipping charges for note cards, for instance, was just ridiculous. Stupid. And every extra set, it went up. And I'm like, this makes no sense at all.
Nope.
Were they doing it by weight, I wonder? Because,
well, the thing about like the way the USPS works is there's media mail, and media mail is books and notepads and things like that.
Yes,
they can use media mail, which is cheaper than priority mail, even.
Right.
So they're not even smartly doing it all around.
No.
Right.
And it's not like they rush it to you either.
Ugh, no.
They're slow on the shipping. So you're definitely not getting it in 2 to 3 days anyway. So there's no reason for them to be using priority mail.
It would have been. Wow. Yeah. That's crazy.
It would have been cheaper for me to use Vista. That's how bad it was.
Really?
Overall, it would have been cheaper if I would have went with Vista.
Wow.
But it would have even been better still if I went with local. So I think Julie's on to something. Maybe that's something we need to start looking at, is like, are there local like print shops that we can start accessing?
And I think you could do it as like a collaborative. So like if we wanted if you wanted to get some stuff and I wanted to get some things and Julie wanted, we could all go in together and just say, hey, there's three of us, mm-hmm. and we even can bring in two more people. Like, what would you charge us? That kind of thing.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And I think that's what needs to be looked at. And I know for me, I'm focusing on print on demand more on Society 6 and Redbubble, mm-hmm. where they manage those costs and expenses, and I just make a licensing fee off of it. Mm-hmm. Even though it's less money I'm making, it's less headache, and it, for me at this moment in time, and gives me more ability to focus on other areas in my business and continue to diversify my art. But I also came up a couple weeks ago with the idea of a commission type of solution to bring in more income. So I'm looking at ideas like that that don't necessarily require a heavy amount of shipping and can keep my overall general business costs down.
Well, the neat thing also about like your work, Julie, is that, you know, you work a lot on watercolor paper, and you can do rendering and stuff. Those things can go in nice little tubes, and yes. there's not heavy weight. So that might even be another consideration, is to switch kind of the materials that you use to find more cost-effective ways of shipping. So
there you go.
Even go smaller. Like, I like to ship 8x10s, 11x14s, because you can buy the pre-made boxes and ship them. Like, I shipped a painting last week that was just an 8x10, and it was $9.30.
USPS, there you go. That's not bad.
Right.
Right. That's not bad at all.
But when you get into those bigger ones,
but so do you, do you charge shipping and handling, Stephanie, or do you just say, hey, here's the price of my painting for the 8x10 and you just shipped it?
Yeah, that's the way I handle those. But if they want to go bigger, like above 16x20, I price it out. I price out the shipping to make sure that it's going to be okay, because like I've sent a piece to New York and they wanted it overnight, and that was expensive, and but they paid for it. They actually gave me their UPS account number so that it went to be charged to their account.
That was nice.
Yeah, so I mean, most people, like if you're shipping larger pieces and you know, mm-hmm. they're buyers that know kind of how this stuff works, they might even have a shipping number for you to use.
Right.
That's really nice. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think most people are understanding too. And I think also most people are not expecting stuff in 2 days anymore. Mm.
Really? You know. That's not me. I like my stuff after I get it.
I think it depends on what you're ordering. You know, if you're ordering, right, you know, your everyday stuff off of Amazon or something, yeah, I can see where you want that right away. But if you're ordering something that's one of a kind and unique,
yeah,
you know, you're not going to get, you know, whatever you order off of Society 6 or Redbubble in 2 days.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, it's going to take longer than that. And
I got to tell you, I've been real happy with some people off of like Society 6 and Etsy and everything, because they've been like within 5 days. Like, I ordered on a Monday and I'll get it Friday or Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I ordered a phone case recently from Society 6. I think I ordered it on a Tuesday or Wednesday, and it was there on like Monday or Tuesday the next day. So, I mean, it's not 2 days, but it's not like 3 weeks either, you know?
Right.
So
I'm finding that getting supplies, people like just paint supplies or brushes and things, like they're out of them, or they're waiting for them to be shipped in, or there's colors I can't find that they have been sold out now for months.
Wow.
So, but anyway, well, these are all really good ideas. What do you guys do for the rising costs? Are you finding new ways to ship, different ways to ship, or are you changing over from one place to another to include your shipping? I think we came out with some really great ideas, so hopefully we helped you guys today. Let us know, and until next time.
Thanks for listening to Artists Soar,
a podcast for artists by artists. And if you have any questions, feel free to email us at hello@artistsoar.com.
And be sure to leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts so that you can get more of us and we can bring in some sponsors to help you and help us.